I've got questions, counters, and a wildly unpredictable machine. Not to mention a £10,000 jackpot. Will someone cash in? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Paul. I'm a police officer from Tyne and Wear.
I'm Suze, a healthcare student from Somerset.
I'm David. I'm a theatre duty manager and I'm from London.
I'm Denise, a retired office manager from the West Midlands.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters as well. If one of those falls for you, it will double the value of your entire drop. As ever, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Since 1990, the actor Steve McFadden has played which character in EastEnders? Suze.
Phil Mitchell.
Yes, Suze, well done. Now then, would you like to play first or would you like to pass?
Can I pass, please?
Yes, to Paul, David or Denise?
To Paul, please.
Paul, Suze doesn't think it's ready for her. Is it ready for you?
Let's hope so.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up drop zone four. Now then, Paul, let's see what she's got. When you're ready, get your first one in. Okay, what do you reckon?
It's a little slow coming down. Fingers crossed.
You got it flat? You got it flat? Can we get anything over that shelf? Need a bit of a shift here. No!
Nothing.
Just clinging. Nothing's going to go there. Suze, you were right to pass that one. So, Paul, you're down to two counters. Next question. The SNP is the nationalist political party of which country? Suze.
Scotland.
Yep, of the UK. Scotland is absolutely right. Stands for the Scottish National Party. Suze, is it ready for you yet?
Hopefully.
Where are you going to go then?
Can I play Drop Zone 4, please?
Light up Drop Zone 4. Bouncy old drop, that one, wasn't it? Can we get it flat? Yep. What do you reckon, Suze, like that one?
Yeah.
Not sure. Do you like it now?
A little bit.
What about now?
I like it.
Suze, that's 11 counters across the Tipping Point with your first drop.
Thank
you. £550. Let's take that and put it into your bank. So, £550 in your bank, and you've got two counters left to play.
Thank you.
OK, next question. In 1996, Arsene Wenger became the manager of which, Paul?
Arsenal.
Yes, it was Arsenal, Paul. Are you ready to play or pass?
I think I'll pass to Denise, please.
OK, here we go then, Denise.
I'm going to go for drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two for Denise. Go, Denise. Down. Might be the wrong side for the mystery, but yes. Let's see if we can get something. It's flat. Maybe shove that double towards the edge, which would be good. A little bit. Oh, there you go.
Oh, never know.
Oh. Good work, Denise. Well done. Four across the Tipping Point. That's £200. Let's take that and put it into your bank. So £200 with two counters left to play. Next question. In the famous 1950s song written by Ralph Butler and Peter Hart, what sort of animal is Nelly? Paul.
An elephant.
She is. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll play, please, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go, Paul?
Drop zone two.
OK, light up drop zone two, please. Hard on that side again. More action on the double. Is that going to go this time? Oh, Paul. Just hanging on to the edge there. Paul, I'm afraid there's another counter in and you've drawn another blank. You're down to your last counter. Next question. Gallstones, usually made largely from cholesterol, form in which organ of the human body? David.
Bladder?
David, I'm afraid that's wrong. It's the gallbladder, not the bladder. So we have to steal a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Next question. Portugal has a coastline on which ocean? Denise.
Atlantic.
Yes. Well done, Denise. So, do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
OK.
I'm going to go drop zone two again.
Light it up again, please. Shift that double over this time. There you go. Won't take much, will it?
No, but it's flat.
There we go. Oh. Come on now. Come on now. Yes! Oh. Well done, Denise. Seven across the tipping point. £350. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that takes you up to £550 and draws you level with Suze. So well done. One counter left to put in the machine. Next question. Which porous black substance is used for art drawings? There's a... Paul.
Charcoal.
And as a fuel in barbecues, Paul. Yep, no problems there. So, would you like to play, Paul? It's your last counter, or do you want to pass?
I think I'll play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to risk drop zone two and hope it falls to the left.
Light up drop zone two for Paul, please. It's your last one, this, Paul. We really need some money here. There.
Yeah, that's OK, I think.
It's on the money if it's flat. Oh, it just shifted. Oh, no! Yeah, he's riding, yeah, but that little shift it took. He might be able to get a little nudge. Go on now. Oh! Oh! Oh, you've had no joy with these drops, Paul. Another blank. Nothing from that last counter, Paul. That is your third counter into the machine. For the time being, you're out of the round. There isn't anything in the bank. There is one counter in the penalty pot that you're going to need to try and win a little bit later on. Next question for Suze, David and Denise. According to its slogan, a finger of which confectionery was just enough to give your kids... Suze.
Fudge.
Yes, Suze. Now then, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
Can I play, please?
Yes, of course.
And please, may I have drop zone two?
Light up drop zone two for Suze. Just there, set up nicely by Paul. Oh, it's going to be good, this. Come on, Suze, let's get it over. Let's see what comes. There we go. Another decent shove for you. Oh. And two across the tipping point there, Suze. Well done.
Thank you.
£100, that puts you back in the lead. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And you've also won yourself a mystery prize. Suze, you've won yourself a sat-nav, courtesy of Maplin.
Thank you.
There you go. So you can find your way home at least.
Yes.
Suze, you've got one counter left to put in the machine. OK, next question. A shaking or trembling of the earth that is volcanic or tectonic in origin and often causes damage is known as a what? David.
Earthquake.
Yes. Well done. Now then, would you like to play or pass?
Going to have to play, please, Ben.
Yeah.
And let's go for drop zone two.
OK, light up drop zone two for us, please. You patch it on the top shelf, but that tipping point looks good, doesn't it?
It does,
yeah.
It's on the right side as well.
Denise thinks it's good. It's on the right side for you, Denise. Let's get it down and flat. Yep.
It's flat.
Can you get that black counter over?
It's almost going on to number three.
Is it going to get enough of a shove? Yep. How is it going to end up? Oh, there you go. Three across the tipping point, David. Hugely important, that. £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. As things stand, Suze is leading with £650. Denise has £550. David, £150. Paul has nothing in the bank, but there is one counter in the penalty pot. Next question. The name of what item of clothing can also mean a draw in a sporting competition? Denise.
Tie.
Yes. Well done, Denise. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
OK.
And drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two for us. This is your last counter now, Denise. Here we go.
got wrong side.
Yeah.
As long
bit
as
of
it
a
doesn't...
gap.
It's flat, isn't it?
It is nice and flat, yep. So... You nudge on the silver and black counter on the edge. Yeah. Go on now. Yeah.
Yeah, might get
Come
something.
On. Is it going to unlock
mother. Come on.
Yes!
Oh.
You got them in the end, Denise. Well done. Four across the tipping point, £200 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That sends you up to £750. You have now used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Just David and Sue's left in. Next question for you two. Which animal appears on the branding for the battery manufacturer's Duracell? Sue's.
Rabbit.
And Energizer. Yes, the Duracell bunny. Now then, your last counter. Would you like to play it, or would you like to force David to play his?
No, please, can I play it?
Yes.
And can I have drop zone one, please?
Let's load up drop zone one. Not being used yet.
Hopefully it'll be
she
lucky.
Got four us now, Suze.
Come on.
Some of that top shelf.
Something.
Hey. Yes. Another four across the tipping point for you, Suze.
Thank you.
That's £200 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you now have £850, £100 ahead of Denise. You've now used up your last counter, though, so for the time being, you two are out of the round. So, David, just you left in, because it is just you, you don't need to use the buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. If you're not sure, try and have a guess. You need to do it in the allotted time as well.
Okay.
Okay, David, here we go. Which newspaper sent a free mini-issue to households across England in June 2014 to mark the start of the World Cup?
Eye.
It wasn't the Eye, it was the Sun. The Eye, of course, which is part of the Independent, isn't it? David, another wrong answer. So we steal another counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. So as things stand, Suze has £850, Denise, £750, David, £150, Paul has nothing in the bank, but it's not over. There are two counters in the penalty pot. They are both up for grabs right now as I ask you all one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Paul, you need to give me the right answer to have a chance of going through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. Which familial title is often attributed to the personification of time? Denise.
Father.
Yes, old Father Time. Well done, Denise. Really brilliant. Paul, I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home. So, two counters here, Denise. You can try and wrestle the lead back off Suze.
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two.
Load up drop zone two, please. Get two out. Your level is Suze.
Not sure about that.
No. Oh!
Nope. No.
Nothing. So what now?
I'm going to go for drop zone three.
Okay, let's dial up drop zone three, please. Not being used yet. Let's see.
I don't want it to feel left out.
Ricochet drop.
Yeah, I think it might ride.
No, nope, it's flat.
Flat.
Get those two over. This could be enough to take the lead. So we're looking for two to draw level, three to take the lead. And there you go. You've got it. Well done, Denise. £150 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Denise is our leader with £900, just ahead of Suze on £850, ahead of David on £150. Paul, I'm afraid, with nothing in your bank, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of the day's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Suze, David and Denise have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters, and the player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Denise, you won the penalty pot, which has put you in the lead by £50 over Suze, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to pass it to somebody else?
As this was the part that I was dreading, I'm going to get it over with and go first.
OK, here we go then, Denise. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Lords and Edgbaston are world-famous venues in which sport?
Cricket.
Correct. What was the first name of the United States President Nixon?
Richard.
Correct. In which 1984 film did Mr. Miyagi instruct Daniel to wax on, wax off?
Pass.
The Karate Kid. According to Lauren Weisberger's novel, The Devil Wears What?
Pass.
Prada. Frulli is a strawberry-flavoured variety of what type of alcoholic drink?
Pass.
Beer. What is the name of the principal expendable launch rocket used by the European Space Agency?
Pass.
Ariane 5. The Jewish Sabbath ends at sunset on which day?
Saturday.
Yes, we were just out of time.
Never mind.
Started very nicely, Denise. You got two counters.
That was more than I thought I was going to get.
You did very well, then. Where are you going to go?
My favourite, Drop Zone 2.
Line up Drop Zone 2, please. OK, yep, that could be
could
good.
Could be all right if it doesn't ride.
You got it in the right space.
Is it?
You're flat, you're nice and flat, Denise, yep. Decent shove here would be good, wouldn't it? Oh, well done. Denise, that's three across the tipping point, which is £150. But I think you can see it's just a glimpse of white, which means it's one of our double counters dropped for you as well.
Oh, was it a double?
Yeah, so we can double that up and give you another £150. So you're up to £300 with that drop, which is very nice. And you've got one more to put in.
I think I'm going to go for Drop Zone 1.
All right, then. Light up Drop Zone 1, please. Right down, it's flat. Oh, there you go. Could be a nice broad shove. Can we get some more here?
Oh, no! Naughty.
Very naughty, Denise. Nothing for your last drop. It's £300 that you have from the machine, though. Let's take that and put it into your bank. So at the end of your go, Denise, you've got £1,200. Well done. So, Suze, your turn now. Your choice. Would you like to play next or would you like David to go?
Can I play, please, Ben?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
30 seconds for Suze, please. Your time starts now. Contact lenses are usually worn on which organ of the human body?
The eye.
Correct. The Solent separates the UK mainland from which British island?
Pass.
The Isle of Wight. Which Canadian band has had UK number one albums with The Suburbs and Reflector?
Pass.
Arcade Fire. At the 2011 royal wedding, what was the name of the Duchess of Cambridge's maid of honour?
Pippa.
Correct. In 2011, which British high street stationer exclusively launched and sold the Kobo e-reader?
Pass.
W.H. Smith. The Madness of George III and the History Boys are plays by which Yorkshire-born playwright? Did you know that one?
No, sorry.
Alan Bennett for that one.
OK.
OK, Suze, two counters. Where are you going to go?
I think Drop Zone 1, please.
I think that's a good idea, Suze. Light it up, please. Seven will draw your level, Suze, with Denise. Right, come on, then.
Hoping it's going to go in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Settle
I'm
down.
Hoping.
It's a hectic drop. Is that going to split them?
Mm.
Oh! Is it hanging on? They stay now. Suze.
Never mind.
Do you want a blank with that first counter? You've got one more to put in.
Please, may I play Drop Zone 1 again, please?
OK, light up Drop Zone 1 for Suze again, please. Last one, Suze, let's see if you can get some count. What do you reckon to that one?
I don't... Oh, maybe.
Just need to...
Something.
Oh, three across the tipping point, Suze. So it's £150 you managed to squeeze out of the machine in the end. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. But at the end of your go, you've got yourself £1,000.
Thank you.
OK, David, you've been waiting very patiently, like a rose between two thorns. 30 seconds for you now. Every time you give me a correct answer, you put another counter into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Time starts now. What is the only month of the year to begin with the letter O?
October.
Correct. In 1939, Britain declared war on Germany following the German invasion of which country?
Poland.
Correct. Between 2007 and 2012, Glenn Close starred as Patty Hughes in which American legal drama series?
Pass.
Damages. In French, the word homme translates into English as a member of what sex?
Male.
Correct. Lisa Gherardini is said to be the subject of which famous Leonardo da Vinci painting?
Mona Lisa.
Correct. The School of Oriental... The School of Oriental and African Studies is commonly known by what acronym? SOAS. School of Oriental and... African Studies.
Right.
Not to worry, David. You got four right, David. Well done. Four counters. Now then, where would you like to start?
I'll go for Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, line up Drop Zone 4, please. thing is going to be fighting importance.
That was quick.
It was a rapid drop, you're right, Suze.
Nope.
Just fills the shelf there, OK. Three to go.
OK, drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone four for us again, please. In we go. What do you think? Come on now. Oh, OK.
Go on the next one, I think.
So you've stacked the shelf nicely. Nothing's gone yet.
All right, let's go for drop zone four again, please.
Stick
Ben.
Him with it. Light up drop zone four, please. OK, so it's nice and full now. We need something over, though. Desperately need something. Come on now, machine. Surely not going to spit. OK, spin that round.
Wrong side.
It's a bit too far over, wasn't it? Two across the tipping point there, David. That's £100 in the machine. One more to put in.
I have to go for drop zone four.
OK.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
With the last one, light up drop zone four, please. Eight and a double. I think it might be too far, mightn't it?
Yeah, it's too far. Oh,
and the one. The one last silver counter did drop for you in the end. Another £50 there, David. Unfortunately, it was always a tough ask, and that's not going to be enough. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. But at the end of the round, Denise is still leading with £1,200. Suze has gone through with £1,000. David, I'm afraid with £300, that means we have found a tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
So it's Suze and Denise who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts, A, Rain, B, Fog or C, Thunder. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Hello, welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Suze and Denise. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. You've seen off the gents in fine style, ladies. Now it's just the two of you and our machine left. It's time to find out which of them will be taking on the machine for the £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you get a question right, you put your counter into the machine. If you get a question wrong, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner, and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Denise, you are leading. £200 is the gap between you and Suze. Would you like to take the first question, or would you like to pass it to Suze?
I'll try and take it.
OK, let's give you the first question, Denise. Here we go. Which radio, TV and film cowboy has the catchphrase, "Hi-yo, Silver, away"? You can pass this to Suze, of course, if you're not sure.
I'm going to pass it to Suze.
Suze. OK, you're £200 down. This would be a great steal with the first question. Any ideas?
I don't know, sorry.
OK, so we need to think. You've got two children, haven't you, Suze?
Yes.
How old are they?
Five and ten.
And are they girls or boys?
Two boys.
Now, surely you've watched a film with a cowboy and with the boys.
Yeah, only Woody. Who's the one on Tonto? I don't know what to say, because I really don't know.
Well, you've got to give me an answer, so...
Woody?
You're going to go with Woody?
I'm going to go with Woody.
You're going to kick yourself when you find out. Is the answer Woody? No. Tonto was the sidekick. It was the Lone Ranger.
The Ranger, yes.
The Lone Ranger.
Well, I thought Susie would be too young for it, you see.
Yeah, Susie's far too young for that. You're far absolutely right. That's why she didn't get it, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, and I should have got it.
I thought you knew that, in fairness.
Good pass for you in the end. You get to put the counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to have a go at number four.
Drop zone four?
Drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four for us, please. Let's see, shall we? Have you made the right decision? It is patchy, isn't it?
It could ride as well.
No, you're flat.
It's flat. But it's...
Decent shove. It's going to be slightly to the side of it.
Side will go.
There you go. That's that. Get a few, maybe.
Might get a couple.
You have. Very nice. Three across the tipping point there, Denise. £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So your lead extends out to £1,350. Suze, we come to you for your first question. In the name of the large motor vehicle known as an RV, what does the letter R stand for? You can pass this to Denise, but do you think she knows her RVs?
I think I will pass to Denise.
OK, so Suze passes this over to Denise. Denise, RVs, any ideas?
I would only go for range.
Let's find out. Is the answer range? It's recreational. Recreational
vehicle.
I
wouldn't have got
that. Never heard of it.
Suze, you didn't need to get it, thank goodness, because Denise got it wrong, so you get to put the counter into the machine. Now, seven draws your level. We need to get something out of this machine. What are you thinking?
I think I'll go for drop zone four, please.
All right, let's try drop zone four, please. Yeah. Double is sitting on the edge there as well, isn't it?
Come on.
There you go. It's the right side.
I think it's going.
Go on now.
Suze.
Just shifted a bit, Suze. Gone out across that top shelf, but not far enough. So the gap stays at £350. Denise, we come back to you for your second question. In UK politics, the four great offices of state are the Prime Minister, the Home and Foreign Secretaries, and which other?
Chancellor of the Exchequer.
OK. Denise, if you're right, you put the counter in the machine. Is the answer the Chancellor of the Exchequer? Yes, it is. Very well done, Denise. Came to you in a moment, didn't it? A moment of inspiration.
Yes.
Good stuff. You got it. Bang on. Right, let's put a counter in and see if we can get you some
more
money.
I'm going to try drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please. Ooh, there you go.
Oh.
Nice roll on that one.
It might ride.
Get flat. It's flat. Just a bit of a gap in front of it now.
Yeah.
Can you get any lateral movement on the ones either side? Yep, you can. Is the double going to go?
Oh!
Can't quite believe the overhang on drop zone four now. And the double is just perched on top, ready to fall. So, nothing more to add. Suze, great chance here. There's a lot of money right there. We come to you for your second question.
OK.
Which is the only European country whose name in English begins with the letter H? You can pass it, but have a good think.
Can I play, please?
You certainly can, of course you can.
Hungary.
You're going with Hungary. Denise, you'd have said the same?
Yep.
Let's find out. Is the answer Hungary? Yes! Well done. We're hungry for some counters here.
Yes, so am I.
Let's stick that counter in and see if we can get some out. Where are you going to go?
I think it has got to be drop zone four.
All right, light up
quite
drop zone
juicy.
Four, please. Seven draws your level, eight puts you in the lead.
Okay.
If it's on the left, surely it's going to go.
Need it.
Oh, is that far
that
enough over? You get some lateral movement on the...
Oh.
There you go. Is it going to go?
Please.
Yes! Well done! You needed eight counters to take the lead. That's five across the tipping point, which is £250. But you got the double, so we add in another £250, which is £500 in total. When we take that from the machine and put it into your bank, that puts you into the lead now, Suze. You have £1,500 to Denise's £1,350. There is just three counters between you. Denise, question number three for you. Prior to becoming mayor of Kiev in 2014, Vitali Klitschko was a famous name in which sport? If you're not sure, you can pass.
Yes, I'm going to pass that to Suze.
All right, Suze, another great opportunity. Vitali Klitschko, have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Do you know what his sport was?
I'd like to think I do.
I don't.
I think it was boxing.
Ring any bells, Denise?
No, none at all.
You've not heard of him?
OK,
no. Let's find out. Was Vitali Klitschko famous in the world of boxing? Yes.
Well done. Well done.
Him and his brother Vladimir, of course. So, Susan, another counter for you.
Thank
you. Where are you going to go?
Please, may I have drop zone 4 again?
Light up drop zone 4 for us.
Really need it to go left.
Silver counter to go. An ambient drop there. You can reselect if you'd like to, if that's changed anything for you.
No, I'd like to stick with drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 4 for Suze, please. Oh, just the plummet drop there.
Right. No.
OK, nothing from that one, but it's time for your third and final question, Suze. Which British monarch was great-great-grandmother to both Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip?
I think it was Queen Victoria.
You've gone with Queen Victoria. Denise, what would you have said?
Queen Victoria.
OK, Suze, if you're right, you're today's winner and you're playing for £10,000. Is the answer Queen Victoria? Yes, very, very well done, Suze. Congratulations.
You.
Hard luck, Denise.
That's all right.
Do you know what it means, Suze? It means you put another counter into the machine.
Yay.
Where are you going to put it?
4.
Line up drop zone 4, please. There we go. Slider. And drop.
One.
Can we unlock that little cluster there? Yes, we can. 3 across the tipping point. £150 we go from the machine and put it into your bank. And that
means
at the end of the round, Suze is today's winner with £1,650. Denise, I'm afraid that means with £1,350 we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Pleasure.
So, Suze, congratulations. You are our winner. Yes, really, you are. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this, which is our jackpot counter, into the machine. It's a little bit bigger than the others, but it is a whole lot better. Because, Suze, if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000.
Oh, I'm having a moment, sorry.
Can Suze master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, rain, B, fog, or C, thunder. Call 09041-613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Suze is our winner today. Very well done to you.
Thank you.
You've already got yourself £1,650.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Amazing.
You're studying at the moment, is that right?
I am. Health and social care and access course to hopefully do my nursing degree next year.
OK. That's the idea. You've got two children, two sons.
Two boys.
How do the boys feel about the fact that you've come on to Tipping Point?
They're really proud, and I think they'll be even prouder now that I've actually...
Got to the final.
Some pennies, yeah.
They'll be made up, are you kidding?
Yeah.
For £1,650, if you're studying as well and your husband's working, you know, I imagine that's going to make a big difference,
that
right?
That will make a lot of a difference for us.
The £10,000, Suze.
Wow.
What would that do? What would you like to do with that?
We would like to get a caravan because we can't afford, with my studying, to go abroad. So it'd be nice if we could just have holidays away, just... in our caravan.
Yeah,
so
that's take the boys
really
away
like,
and do some exploring. Well, fingers crossed we can
Thank
help you,
you
do that right now. It's time to find out whether Suze is going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine.
Okay.
If you'd like to go home with £10,000, all you have to do, Suze, is get it out again. And here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you 6 question categories. For each category, you can choose to play 1, 2, or 3 counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question is going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Okay.
Don't manage to get hold of the jackpot counter, you can still get £50 for every other counter that drops for you, but we want you to go home with that £10,000. We want you to be buying a caravan and going off on some amazing adventures with your gorgeous family, OK?
Thank you.
So first thing we need to do, have a good look at the machine and decide where to put the jackpot counter. Where are you going to go?
I think I am going to go with drop zone 4, please.
Drop zone 4?
Yes.
OK, light up drop zone 4, please. It's your favourite so far. This will be the sixth counter you've put into it.
Okay.
Okay, so you've warmed it up nicely.
Yes.
Let's get it in there, Suze. Let's get it nice and flat. Okay. And then where's that going to end? There you go. Nice and central.
Something.
Let's shift some already. Oh, yes. Yay. It's all yours, Suze. So that's seven across the tipping point just by dropping in the jackpot counter. We add in £350, you're up to £2,000.
Thank you.
And your jackpot counter's nice and flat, just towards the right centre of drop zone four. OK, let's take a look at the six end game subjects. They are TV sitcoms, sport, landmarks, royalty, food and drink and science. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
It's not my best subject, but if I could go for sport for three counters.
We'll have a sport question for three counters, please. Salco, axle and loop are jumps in which winter sport? Ski jumping, snowboarding or figure skating? Do you follow the winter sports at all?
Not really, but I don't think it's figure skating because I don't think you really jump that much in it. So I'm going to go for skiing.
Ski jumping. Ski jumping, should we light that one up?
Please.
We're going to go with ski jumping, please. So sport's not your thing at all?
No, absolutely not.
Salco, axle and loop. Is the answer ski jumping? No, it's figure skating. Salco and axle are named after the skater that invented them.
Oh, well, I did admit I was rubbish at
it,
so
did.
I'm not going to worry about
it. No, we don't need to because it's one down and we've got a long way to go. Five left to look at. Here we go.
Okay.
TV sitcoms, landmarks, royalty, food and drink and science.
I would like to go for landmarks, please. Still not too sure on that, so I just want to get those out of the way.
OK, landmarks for how many?
Three, please.
Landmarks for three counters, please. The 630 feet high Gateway Arch Monument in St. Louis is in which US state? Idaho, Missouri or New Jersey?
I'm pretty sure it's not New Jersey.
Okay.
I am going to go for Missouri.
Okay, let's light up Missouri, please. We need this to be right so we can get started. Is the answer Missouri? Yes!
Hey.
Well done! America's tallest monument, you know.
Okay, I didn't even know there was one there, but
now
great.
We know exactly where it is. And we've got three counters for it as well. Which one go?
Drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please. OK.
Shove it a little bit.
Yeah, it will. Nicely. Really nice.
OK.
And we'll take that one there.
Have
That's
that.
£50.
Thank you.
So £2,050. Two to go.
Drop zone four again, please.
Light it up, please. Now, get a little bit of lateral here.
Hopefully.
Go on.
A little something.
A little cluster on the edge.
Eey.
Very nice. That's another four across the tipping point. Have another £200. £2,250. One more to put in. Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, yes, please.
Light it up, please. Go.
Hopefully, this will
flip
it over. Please.
Go.
Or not.
Okay, that's not too bad because you've set it up nicely. You can get some decent
hanging, isn't it?
From different places, which is great stuff. Okay, £2,250 jackpot counter is hanging over that top shelf. Let's go back to the categories.
Please, may I go for science this time?
Science for how many?
Three, please.
Let's have science for three counters, please. Stephen Hawking and Brian Cox are both professors in which scientific field? Biology, chemistry or physics?
Definitely not biology. I am pretty sure it's physics.
Yeah?
Yes.
Should we light it up?
Absolutely.
We're going to go with physics. Are Stephen Hawking and Brian Cox professors of physics? Yes, lovely. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
OK, so, three more counters.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up, please.
Thank you.
just thought that was going to settle. I think it might.
Do you think it will nudge that one?
Yeah, like that. Go on now.
Oh!
I hate it when it stays
I'm
on its edge.
For that.
Three across the tipping point, another £150. We're up to £2,400. Your jackpot counter is on the bottom shelf. All right, now then, we've got two more to go in.
OK, please may I have four again?
Drop Fire up. Four. Might be a bit too far over, might it?
I think, definitely.
Spin a little bit? No.
No.
OK. And that silver one. Ooh, OK. Another one goes in, so that's another £50. £2,450. One more to put in.
Yep, drop zone four, please.
Fire up again, please.
It in the middle a bit more.
It would have been better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although, it can get that flat. Is it going to be flat?
No. No.
I'm just saying there's quite a clump on the edge there, isn't there? So...
Yeah.
Just going to ride. Nothing for that one. OK, so £2,450. We're in good shape, though, Suze, because the jackpot counter's right there on the bottom shelf. Let's go back to the categories. TV sitcom still there, royalty and food and drink.
Please, may I have royalty this time for three counters?
Royalty for three counters, please. What title is held by the wife of a marquis? Marchioness, countess, or lady?
It's not lady, because that's a lord. I think it's count with countess, so I'm going to go for marchioness.
Marchioness,
please.
Should we light it up?
Please.
Let's take it, please. OK. Mm. It's the wife of a marquess known as a marchioness. Yes, it is!
I thought I made the wrong choice then.
Got it bang on, Suze. Now, come on. Well done.
Thank you.
Going very well. Three more.
Drop zone four, then, please.
Light it up, please. Now, then, that black counter. There, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Go on. Ooh. Doesn't
want to
go.
No, it doesn't. OK, not to worry.
Okay.
Two more.
Drop zone four again, please.
Light it up. OK, that black
Hopefully
one's going to go
that's
now.
That's going to nudge that now.
Come on. Ian Suze, yes! £50 goes over the edge. Another 50, £2,500. Your jackpot counter is close now, very, very close. One more.
Four.
Fire it up, please. That's where we needed it. Come on now.
Come on, please.
And into the hole.
Fill that gap.
Come on now. Come on, Suze.
Fill that gap.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
OK. £2,500.
It's
you are
close.
Inches away from £10,000, Suze. Let's go back to the categories. You've got two left.
OK.
TV sitcoms, food and drink.
Food and drink, please.
How many?
Three.
We'll have a food and drink question for three counters, please. Which coffee is traditionally one-third espresso, one-third steam milk, and one-third frothed milk? Cappuccino, Americano, Ristretto.
OK, I don't drink coffee.
Have you heard of them?
I have heard of cappuccino and Americano, never the Ristretto. So I'm just going to go for it with... I'm going to go cappuccino, because I really don't know.
Cappuccino?
Yes.
We're going to light up cappuccino. Let's find out. Is it a cappuccino? It is a cappuccino!
Oh, my lordy
lord. OK, three counters.
Drop zone four, please.
Let out, please. Oh, Suze.
Hopefully.
One drop. Suze. Go on, Suze, for the caravan!
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, for heaven's sake. You just won £10,000.
I've never won anything.
What does it mean? Tell me what it means for you all.
That is beyond what I ever came on here to win. I really didn't think I'd get this far.
What sort of a difference is it going to make to the family?
Caravan, a year where we don't have to worry about me not working. There's a bit of money to... Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's absolutely our pleasure. £10,000. So a fantastic 11-counter drop in round one stood Suze in good stead. She played a decent game in round three, winning the double, saw her take the lead. Despite a shaky start in round four, she went on to play some textbook tipping point, and on her 10th counter claimed that incredible £10,000 jackpot. You had a good day, Suze?
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. There you go. So Suze leaves with £10,000, and she's not going to get lost either because she's got a sat-nav to pick. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.